Sagt the Mishnah Vayit, Masechta Sukkah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Vav. When we talk about an esrig, let's try to understand the different parts of the esrig. The very top of the esrig, there's like a little flower, or it looks like a little bit like a flower, that's called a shayshanta. Now, what's holding up this shayshanta, this little flower? The pitim. Pitim is like that stem that rises from on top of the esrig up until that little flower on top. Like a bulb kind of effect on top. What's underneath the pitim? Well, the top of the esrig. The top of the esrig is called the chaitim, the nose of the esrig. Most shitas define the nose as the top part of the esrig. There's like the waist of the esrig, the middle of the esrig. And then there's the part of the esrig where it starts getting narrower and narrower until it reaches its peak on top, where the pitim comes out of. In other words, if you would look at the esrig from a bird's eye view, I would hold the esrig in my hands lower down, and I'm looking down at the esrig. What am I going to see? I'm only going to see the top of the shayshanta and the part that gets wider and wider until the waist. That part is called the chaitim. Here we're much more strict. If there's a blemish in this part of the esrig, we're much more machmir because it's much more visible. The bottom of the esrig, the part that sticks out over there, that's called the oikitz, or the stem. Okay. Zakta Mishnah. Alsa chazazis al rubai. Chazazis are like little blisters. And this chazazis grew on most of the esrig. The Kappas Tamarim says alsa means it rises, because they're actually like blisters. They rise higher than the esrig. Well, these boils or blisters, if they're on most of the esrig, on the greater portion of the esrig, it's possible because it's not hadar. The Batanura explains that's that it's in one place. If it's in several different places, so it looks much more like it's spotted. And therefore, even if it's not over the greater majority of the esrig, it's possible. And also, if it's on top of the esrig, it's possible, because there it's much more obvious, even if it's only one piece. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Nitla pitmasa, if the pitim was removed. Niklaf, or it was peeled. Nizdak, or it was split. Nikiv, if there's a hole with chasr kalshu and something is missing, pasul, it's pasul. Let's go back and explain this. First of all, nitla pitmasai. What everyone is worried about on Sukkot, that the pitim shouldn't fall off. So we already explained that the very, very top of the esrig is called the shayshanta. The stem that holds the shayshanta is called the pitim. If you take a closer look at this pitim, part of it protrudes out of the esrig, and some of it goes into the guf of the esrig. If the pitim came off, in other words, the entire pitim came off, even the part that's in the esrig, I look into the esrig now from on top and I see a hole. It's possible, because it's not a complete esrig. The pitim is considered part of the guf of the esrig. And if it's missing, it's an esrig chaser. The Torah says, v'lakachtem, and we darshan from the word v'lakachtem, as if there were two words here, v'lakachtam. You have to take a whole esrig, not an esrig where some of it is missing. Now, which part of the esrig exactly, which part of the pitim has to fall off for the esrig to be pasul? So listen carefully. Most shitas learn this way. And when we say the esrig is pasul because the pitim fell off, it means the whole pitim, the whole stem that holds up the shayshanta, the part that's on top of the esrig, including the part that goes into the esrig. So like we explained before, I'm looking at the esrig now, at the very top of the esrig, and there's a hole over there. There's a cavity there. And that's how it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch. There are the shayim that are more machmir. Some say that if even only the part that's on top of the esrig, that comes out of the esrig, is missing, it's also possible. In other words, I don't see a hole if I look at the top of the esrig. But there's nothing protruding on top of the esrig. The whole part that's on top is chopped off. Some say even then it's possible. And there's even a shita that's so machmir that if the shayshanta is missing, a little like flower on top of the esrig, or that bulb-like thing on top of the pitim, even if that's missing, it's possible. Although we paskin that the whole pitim, including the part that's inside, has to be missing in order for the esrig to be possible, the Rama says if you find a nice esrig that has a shayshanta, so it's kedai to try to be machmir a little bit. Now, could be, you're going to tell me in shul you saw a lot of people have a esrigim without pitims on top. How could that be? And the answer is, if that's the way they grew, without a pitim, then it's kosher. We're talking about an esrig that had a pitim, but lost it. Okay, now let's go on to Niklaf, the second psil mentioned over here in this sentence. If the esrog was peel, we have to understand that an esrog has two peels. There's the thick yellow peel, which some people actually eat, and then there's like a thin, glossy skin on top of that. When we say Niklaf in our Mishnah, you know what we're talking about? The outer peel. That's what was peeled over here. Nothing is missing out of the guf of the esrog. The esrog still has the same color. If something was missing out of the thick part of the esrog, the thick peel, so that's chasar. This is a different psul. This is the psul of Niklaf, of it being peeled. The psul of Niklaf is only when the entire esrog is peeled. It's only if the entire peel is missing that the esrog is not kosher. Now some say it's just the opposite. The Vatanura brings some say that if the entire outer peel was peeled, it's kosher, because then it doesn't really look spotty. If part of it was peeled, so it doesn't mamash have the same color. That's when we say it's possible. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Nikaf v'chaser kolshu. There was a hole, and something is missing. There's a hole in the esrog, and through the hole, something is missing from the flesh of the esrog. It's possible, because once again, it's not called lekicha tama, it's not v'lekach tam. If something is missing, then the hole passes the esrog, even if it doesn't go through and through. So in all these cases, possible. So how many cases of psul did we have? Chazazis al rubai, nitla pitmasoi, niklaf, nizdak, and nikav v'chaser kalshu, five different psula. Sakta mishnah vayter. Also chazazis al miutai. These boils or blisters covered only a small part of the esrog, definitely not the majority part of the esrog. So we're going to learn later that it's kosher. Now, as we already explained, this is only if there's one blister here or boil over here. But if there are two or three, the esrog is possible anyway, because it looks like it's menumer, it's spotted. Now, remember we said the top part of the esrog is the pitim. What's the bottom part? The part that sticks out from the bottom of the esrog. What's that called? We said the oikets, the stem. Well, what's the din if nital uktsai? If the stem was removed. This is really the part of the esrog where it's connected to the tree. That's how it was hanging from the tree. Now, the Tana says that if the pitim is taken off, it's possible, but if the uketz is taken off, it's kosher, so it's mashma, that this uketz is kosher the same way the pitim would be possible. And when did we say, the way most learn, that the pitim passels the esrog? If the whole pitim comes off, including the part that's in the esrog. So l'chayr over here, even if the whole uketz at the bottom comes off, including the part that's in the esrog, it's kosher. And that's taka how Rashi learns. So if someone yanks out the whole uketz from the bottom of the esrog, and I see a hole at the bottom of the esrog, it's still kosher. But the other shayinim would disagree. They say in order for the esrog to remain kosher, part of the uketz has to still stay there. Nikav, if there's a hole in the esrog, zakta mishnah vayter, but v'loy chaser kosher, but nothing is missing. Someone tucked in a needle, nothing is missing from the esrog, but there's a hole there, it's still kosher. Now the Gemara explains, you have to have two things going in our favor. Number one, that there's no hole through and through, and also that it can't be too big. It can't be as wide as a coin called an iser. But if the hole goes through and through, even if nothing is missing, or if the hole is as wide as an iser, even if it doesn't go through and through, and even if nothing is missing, it's still possible. Because again, it wouldn't be v'lekach tam, it wouldn't be l'kicha tam. So once again, that's chazer over. Also chazazes al miyuta, if you have these little bubbles or blisters on a small part of the esrog, if the oikets at the bottom was taken, nital uktsai, or there's a hole and nothing is missing, it is kosher. The Mishnah continues. Esrog hakushi. This is an esrog that grew in the land of Kush. Some say that means Ethiopia. These esrogim tend to grow darker. The Gemara explains that indeed these esrogim would be possible, but only in areas like Eretz Yisrael, where the people aren't accustomed to seeing these type of esrogim. But in Kush, or nearby Kush, or even in Bavel, where they're used to seeing it, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, as long as it naturally grows this way. If the esrog is as green as a leek is a kind of plant in the onion family. It has like a white, slender bulb and dark green leaves. Now the esrog is supposed to be yellow. If it's green, it's a siman. It's not totally ripe yet. Reb Meir Machsher. Reb Meir says it's kosher. Reb Meir does not hold that the Esrog has to be finished. Reb Yehuda Paisel. Reb Yehuda says, because the Pasuk says pre-eats, it has to be a finished peri. The Paisel can bring, if even just a little bit of it starts turning yellow, it's okay. That's a simon that it's nigmar peri. Some say if you know for sure that it's going to turn yellow, it's okay. Okay, let's do some chazara. Tell me, how many different cases do we have of a Pasul Esrog that we learned about in the last two Mishnahs? Mishnahei and Mishnah Vav. How many cases did we have of Esrogim that are not kosher? The answer, there were 16 different cases of Esrogim that are not kosher. Let's see how many you remember. An Esrog HaGazel, an Esrog that's dry, an Esrog from an Asherah tree, an Esrog from an Irani Dachas, an Esrog of Arla, that's from a tree that was planted and it's not 3 years old yet. Six, an Esrog of Truma Timea, it has no Heter Achila. And the Torah says Lechem. An Esrog of Truma Tahir is also Lechatchila not to be taken because you're going to get it wet and it's more likely to become Tamei, but that one is kosher. An Esrog of Demai that was purchased from an Amah Oretz. The Chazal asked us to take off certain Maisus and it wasn't done. So according to the Beishama, you can't use it. According to the Beisil, we said you can because according to the Beisil, an Ani is allowed to eat Demai. So it has a heter achila, you can feed it to an ani. Also, a person can technically be mafkir his nechasim or be magdish his nechasim, but then he would have a din of an ani who's allowed to eat the mai. Number nine, we said there's an esrog of maiser sheni, lechatchila, you're not supposed to take it. Also, because you're going to get it wet and it's more likely to become tamei. Ten, an esrog where there's chazazis al rubai, these little blisters on most of the esrog, meaning most of the area of the esrog. Number 11, if the pitim was taken off, Torah says, Lekicha Tama V'lekach Tem. We had a machloikis, what exactly that means. Some say it means mamish, the whole pitim, the shashanta, the stem, and including the part that goes into the esrig. So if you look down at the esrig, you're going to see a hole. Some say, even if there's no hole in the esrig, it's possible, even if the part that's inside stayed there. But if it doesn't protrude out of the esrig, it's possible. And we even had a shita, a little flower on top. If that's off, it's possible. We had an esrog that was peeled, because it's not hadar. We said that's talking about the outer skin. We had an esrog that is split. That's because of lekicha tama. We had an esrog that has a hole in it. A hole and something is missing. Or it goes through and through. Or it's as wide as an iser. That's also possible. An esrog akushi, because it's not hadar, only if you're not accustomed to it. For the people that are accustomed to it, there's absolutely nothing wrong. And an esrog that is as green as the leaves of the leek, according to the Yehuda. Because it's not a gemar peiri. Those are the 16 psulim that we learned about an esrog in the last two mishnayos.